You're listening to DraftKings Network.
We are at the stand, everybody. It is the USA, the MLS show, which we've gotten some suggestions on what to call.
We've had some pretty good ones.
And I don't know if we should put it out, maybe do a poll for what the show should be called. But the one that I really did enjoy, and shout out to Gully Squad member, Patreon member, Mike Thomas.
That's right. Also known as Thomas 19064.
Yes.
You may see it in the chat. Came up with what I like to think is the best one we've heard so far.
Right. Yeah. This one, it's definitely the first one where I've been like, okay.
Oh, you know what? There's some creativity in this group.
The marketing department in our Slack channel came up with something great, which is shouts to US.
So it's just two little dots.
Right. Which is, it is our moniker already.
Dude, and also, what better than that? Shouts to us. It sounds very American, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Very grandiose, very, right? You know, we don't need a passport, but it's the greatest country in the world.
Bro, you know what I do when I get to customs and they're like, where's your passport? You know what I do? I go, yeah. And they're like, yo, come right in, my G.
You good. Say less, fam. Yo. Say less. You even put too many errs in that year. Yeah. You didn't even need to do all that.
They're like, yo, send him to the private lounge. My guy knows what's good. Also, check his pockets real quick.
So, thank
Thomas
you.
Thomas 19064 says, I'm famous.
Thomas 19064, thank you for the suggestion. It's definitely the leading candidate right now. And I think unless somebody comes through with something else to compete with it, I think I feel pretty good about it. Okay.
Shouts to everyone in the chat saying was good. Thomas said that looks like security footage. You ain't lying.
Okay.
We're CCTV.
Coming at you live from, a ring camera. All right.
I like PFC's PFC Manor says MLS.
That is pretty good, too.
That's not a bad name. Wow, confusing. People are like, why is this not in Spanish at all, except for every time he talks about food?
CXN Collector says, no way I made it to a live broadcast. You did.
Hey.
Thank you for being here.
You know what? Shouts to us. Shouts to you.
Okay.
Shouts to all of us, because you're a part of the crew, because you guys, again, marketing department,
that kind of
PR.
Alexis is rhyming a little bit. He says, shouts to us. Shouts to you, because you're part of the crew.
Oh, hey. What did I? I'm sorry, bars. Also, are we both wearing gray right now? Is this how we're going to the, we have some special word I'm not going to announce.
Yes.
By the way, we do have to leave a little early. If you're a member of Gully Squad, you will know why. But okay. we have to finish up a little early because we have to go somewhere very especial.
Okay. It says
modelo especial, some would even say.
A doctor's appointment.
They're going to let me check his prostate.
It's a new like tandem prostate check. It's it's totally
legit.
Buddy,
you got two hands. But I only got one bottle.
Okay. All right, everybody. Look, get it checked if you're a man nearing 40.
Or whatever. You know, if you got good health insurance, just get it done, dude.
You know, or if you just need somebody to bond with,
You're a little lonely, dude. Why not get your health in check and also fill that calendar up a little bit with questioning your self-being, dude.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. You know us. You love us. Shouts to us, okay? Because today we're obviously focused on American soccer.
That's right. Nick Red said, great camouflage today. You can't see me. You don't know which one's Christian and which one's Alexis.
And I would.
Carl Tritt said, not the Prem Show, which is also not a bad name.
No, that's it. It's
Thomas is remixing his own name. He said, shouts to us and a US and a.
Okay.
It's a little bit much. I think shouts to us with two dots in it.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of serves both purposes or whatever. Okay.
I like it. It's the Gringo Show. That Crimson Pizza. We got some great companionship.
Chugs just said that's the kind of content we get on Patreon, the prostate check. Yes.
Yeah. But they're using cameras, dude.
Okay.
POV,
next week we're gonna come live from that camera, and it's gonna be very exciting.
Wait till we switch to the Y. hit the like button, everybody.
Yes,
please.
Hit the like button. We're here on YouTube Live. If you're listening to this podcast. podcast. Thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, take a second to, you know, hit 5 stars on Spotify if you're listening to us.
Yeah,
nice.
That's right. We got like, we almost got like 100 5 stars on Spotify.
Okay. A lot lower than I was expecting. Come on, y'all.
Pretty good. You know what? Some people are just, they're too lazy. They can't be bothered with with all that stuff. It feels
if
like
anyone gets it, it's me.
It feels like homework.
Leslie said, thank God I'm using headphones at work. Yeah, no, no, they switched to the Y. You know who else is listening, who's watching Cooligans at work, if you hear a scream from one of the other cubicles.
And you know what? One of my favorite things about doing this show is that we can generally get fairly graphic without using vile language. You know what I mean? We just, there's a certain level of
We're creative enough
we're
expressive enough to get the point across how disgusting the thing it is that we're talking about can be without actually having to use that disgusting
there's a little fun in skirting around the actual crassness
like remember that song Knockin' Boots?
Yeah,
we knew what you were talking about. You're not trying to get the dust off them heels, you know.
Okay. Some would call us poets, I would say.
Yeah. Hey, also, take a second. Shouts to Poet and Vouge. They've ended their partnership.
Yeah.
Official partnership, like their weekly content partnership, which 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you were the one who put me on to Poet and Vouge early on when we started doing the show.
I would even say that was like a big part of the inspiration for this show. Certainly not like a direct correlation, but the fact that you had two dudes in a place like England that kind of had like a little bit of a hood swagger that talked about, you know, football. For us, I was like, okay, maybe that could kind of work here. And then that kind of almost birthed the idea. Really, it was not seeing people like me. But then finding someone who saw like us was like, hey,
right.
There's a lane here.
So best of luck to both of them. I mean, they both have very, substantial careers individually.
Yeah, no, I think Poet just became the host of the UK's version of Yo MTV Raps or something like that.
All right.
So, yeah, no, there's a reason for it. It's not just like, yeah, we're done doing this. Like, no, I got my movie.
Yo MTV Drill.
Yeah. Right?
It's Yo MTV Grime.
Let's go. Grime dead, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but shouts to, also, Vouge was in a Pringles commercial during the Super Bowl. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
he played a
caveman.
Christian was a bit louder. Am I too loud? If I can lower myself a little bit.
It's because when you test, you go out here and then you talk like this.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe I need to be a little louder. Okay, no one's ever said that.
Maybe we just need to mute both of our microphones.
Wait till you see the wide, dude. The most vile thing you two say on a show-by-show basis is Chelsea. Stephen Brandt. Yuck.
Well, apologies, you know? But maybe we should really give a parental advisory warning before we mention that club's name.
Yes. Everyone, buckle your seatbelts. We talking...
AO Atlanta today, right? Yes, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Alexis, I don't know if you're aware of this AO Atlanta thing, this American Outlaws Atlanta issue that caused a stir yesterday. But I'll fill you in.
I must have missed out.
Honestly, the first thing that we have to address, and we mentioned this yesterday, which is Chris Whittingham. He was calling a match. It was Orlando City. Who was Orlando City playing? LA Galaxy.
Yes.
This was the
highlight game. LA Galaxy, whenever they play.
This is the Twitter game, as they call it, which is the game that MLS airs right on Twitter, where you could watch the game for free. You don't need any cable package to watch this game.
Which is a real step up from their Facebook Live games.
And Chris Whittingham is obviously the Inter Miami announcer. And he's also, from Dan Le Batard Show.
Great
dude. We met him at MLS Cup.
Great guy. Very detail-oriented guy.
Yeah.
You know, he understands the sport at a very sort of, deep level. And he understands things that happen on the periphery of the sport.
right.
And he has such a great way of detailing the things that are happening.
So we have to, if you haven't seen or heard this clip, obviously, where have you been? Because... This was pretty great because I didn't know this because I don't listen to the Le Batard Show too often.
Right.
But the Chris Whittingham has said this. He said that at some point while he was announcing a match, he wanted to make sure he wanted to use this word in
at some point.
At some point, it was like a challenge for him.
Is he one of the Cooligans? Well, like, let's play it so you guys know exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, so this is it. You should be able to hear it just fine. So here it goes. It's a 10-second song. Here you go.
I say stay down.
You would too, Chris.
Yeah. You hit him in the penis.
Okay. There it is. Now, that was an official broadcast.
That was
on television.
That was on TV.
Also, that's not how it works. You don't get hit in the penis.
Okay, yeah, you brought up this theory yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can get hit in the penis.
Sure.
It is a possibility. But people usually don't say that. They usually say...
That's like saying someone crashes into your car and you go, oh no, the trunk. You know what I mean? The car is that's who's taking the brunt of the hit.
But, you know, we know the penis is
significant. It leads the pack,
if
you will.
It's at the front of the car. It's not the engine.
But there's two very sensitive. In fact, if anything, that front object is built to withstand quite a beating, if you catch my drift. It's the other two that are like, please don't. That's where the pain comes from.
But this is. So this is one thing where you appreciate the clarity, the honesty of just like, hey, this is what happened. And when he said that, part of me was like, and what part? Anyway, yeah. part of me was like, this is like almost refreshing that an announcer can be this honest.
But also it's Thomas said, the Cooligans would not have used the anatomically correct word. It's also still kind of like student teacher-ish.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Part of me appreciated that it was like, it was that specific and that, right, and that literal. But then the other side of me is like, oh, this is why they can't do this, because we're all children on the internet. We're
memed for life.
We're dorks. Yeah. We can't let that slide.
Right. You know what dork actually means?
What does dork actually?
You don't know what a dork actually is? It's a whale penis. Did you not know that?
So look, it makes it all works out.
I kicked them to dork.
Okay. Yo, you staring at my dork? My eyes are up here.
Yo, you heard her man the dork? Damn, she lucky.
Yeah, Dan said his call wasn't wrong. Thomas tapped on the tip. Okay.
Yo, dude. So,
and also,
you know what would you have yelled if that happened?
Ow? No.
No, not to you. If you were calling the game, you dummy.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to have children.
I'm never pulling out. If you were calling it, what would you have said?
I would say the context is important, right? Because
there's a player on the ground holding onto his crotchal area, right? To use the technical term. Just right. Freeman said, fuck at that.
If I had no fear of like getting in trouble or losing my job.
You're an official announcer.
If I'm an official
announcer. That happens, you see it. Your instinct is to say what?
My instinct is to be like, some sort of euphemism
kick
or joke.
The wrong ball or something.
No, yeah. Not even that. Even that's probably like a little risque. I would be like,
yeah, you're safer than I am.
I would be safe. I would play it safe in that sense. Whatever,
I would have like used it as an opportunity to be like, does anyone know the capital of Thailand? You know, you know what I'm saying? I would have tried to push the envelope without touching the envelope.
Harvey saying hit in the family jewels, which that's an option too.
My guy got dorked. It's a trash panda.
Steven Brent said, hit my dork hard. I applaud him for his courage in doing this. Because
Marcus Headroom said he got rocked in the cock. You would not have said that as an official announcer. It would have been the sound of you being escorted out of that room immediately after.
See, and look, Justin refers to Pedro Gallese there as well, which no one's talking about Gallese, who also was injured and hurt. I mean, I don't know how serious, obviously, but it is everybody's more focused on the call.
Right.
Then this man's dork. Listen, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, we got to show some sympathy.
And I'm glad we're here now. I got to be honest with you. Just as someone who, you know, I think back to the Fubo days where this would not be happening. We'd be hearing in our ear like, okay, we're going to redo that one. So that's amazing. Andrew Johnson said, nutmegged. Oh, man. You'll imagine if the Ray Hudson's accent.
Right.
Oh, crotches stereo.
And Chris and Ray Hudson are often on calls together. I forgot who was.
What?
Well, for Inter Miami games.
Ah, good God. What a A and Z personality, those two.
It's. Look, obviously.
Also, every picture of Chris looks a little mischievous because he has that widow's peak. You know what I'm talking about? He got that crazy hairline.
He's just a villain.
Yeah, dude. But he always looks like he's like, like he always got away with something, you know? So he's like, hit him in the penis.
A
dork.
They call him a fancy lad, right?
Does dress a little like, you know, like he looks like one of the members of Peaky Blinders that doesn't get his hands dirty.
Okay, yeah. Like he used to wear suits to high school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and mock the teachers.
Oh, you wore that? Okay.
Wow. So that's the one of Air Force? That's beautiful. Those are beautiful sneakers.
Is that what we look like when we get tenure? Interesting.
Wow. Wow. And you want a raise, I heard. Great. This is what my taxes is going to? He got chopped in the cheeses.
So, look. So the main thing is that this is a not just for soccer.
These two said, well, folks, it would appear he was swiftly doinked in the dork. Is this just the rest of the show? Let it be this.
We don't have that much time today, and this might take up the entire show. But the main thing...
He said he really licked his dick. That's not at all what would have been said.
The main thing that we're... Even in this chat right now, the main thing is that when it comes to a very serious setting as a professional soccer game, we've all learned that as fun as it is to... say the word penis on national television.
It's so fun.
It's really, really fun. These are the consequences of it. It is a lot of childish behavior.
Good for the league.
I would say so.
Good for the league.
You can't do it every week.
If I'm Garber, I'm saying, hey, we need a couple more people saying penis out there.
My main thing is I hope that nothing negative was directed towards Chris Whittingham. That's because whether it's from...
Oh, like getting a fine or something?
Or just in trouble. It was literal.
Someone has to get
it
in
wasn't
trouble.
Disrespectful.
LA Galaxy had to get in trouble for that, you know, meme.
Oh, yeah.
The shooting stars. They had to get in trouble for that to open the gates for other people to make memes.
Right.
Someone got to get in trouble. I was that guy in school my whole life.
Okay.
I didn't open any doors. I just got in trouble. But someone had to get in trouble to open doors.
So, I hope that's my main thing. Because I thought it was so funny and so entertaining and not disrespectful that there shouldn't be any punishment or anything directed towards him.
Thomas said, only a dork wouldn't like this.
So, I think that's what we all learned is that when...
No, what we all learned is that dork means whale penis. That's what we all learned. I can't believe people don't know that.
At least we know now, pretty much in any sport, it doesn't really matter what sport it is, because this made news kind of across other sports as well.
This became like number one on ESPN.
You just don't hear the word penis in a sports game.
That just goes to show me how much more of a market we don't have.
If
you're shocked at hearing the word penis and enjoy it within the context of sports, buddy, welcome to the Cooligans.
So, look.
We're just a couple of dorks. You know what I'm saying?
The other
here to satisfy you.
Okay, let's talk about what...
Hold on. I do want to point out, what's his name? Where was it?
People have so many clever...
Andrew Johnson said the photo Grant uses for the podcast makes him look like a 1950s movie villain. And this is an issue with Grant and Christian Polanco. They will use a photo the first one they find. They will not say, hey, which one makes the other person look their best?
He doesn't
care about that.
Alexis is so... For someone...
If there's a picture of me where like I'm like picking something up, I'm sweating, and like my head's like in a weird position, Christian will automatically pick that one as long as... because he looks better in the photo.
Alexis hates. Alexis just hates his face.
I just think you're not conscious of how you look in photos. I go out of my way to find good photos of Christian, and it's not easy. Okay.
You look great in every photo I choose.
No.
You are a beautiful man.
He will purposely pick photos. If there's a photo on our Instagram where I don't look remotely okay or like my normal self, Christian picked it.
What is my motive?
If there's a grammatical error in a tweet, I tweeted it. That's how you know the two.
What is the reason that I would need to make you look worse?
I just think you lack that thing that says, like, this would look better. I think you're like, this is fine. That's where you end. You say, this is fine. Like, this, the thing is done. A photo was posted. And I say, what about a great photo being posted? And you go, take that word great out of there. Look, a photo was posted. We reached the end of the assignment.
Oh, Football Ramble's in the building.
Football Ramble! I'm sorry. What did you say, Football Ramble?
Okay, look. Everybody in the chat, compliment Alexis. He really needs it today. Football Ramble. As for one of the euphemisms, his pecker got checked.
Pecker checked? Wasn't he the goalkeeper at Chelsea?
Absolute legend. Okay. And he wore a hat.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I got a helmet.
always gotta stay safe out there.
Hey.
Okay.
Aaron Hooper said, hey, from Greenland. And yes, I'll be watching the Canadian men's national team from Greenland.
Hey.
What?
Aaron Hooper.
Why Canadian national team?
Well, Greenland's closer to Canada than it is the United States.
Bro,
so.
But we're bigger.
Okay. We're talking about dorks here. All right.
Morgan Tenza has facts in here. She said, I never take a bad photo of you two. That is facts because she deletes them. And that is a real gem. Shouts to Morgan Tenza.
Okay.
Listen to the Football Ramble. Absolutely incredible.
Legends.
Podcast. Yeah.
Legends. Great.
Luke Aaron Moore and a couple of his friends.
Yeah. Okay. Voluminous said, Christian picks photos the way I've been unpacking my apartment. Which means...
just whatever. Just placing stuff wherever. Whatever. It's out of the box. We did it. Actually, that low-key is how I unpacked at first. And you know, some of the stuff in our apartment is still like, I don't know why we picked this wall for this thing. It's just where we put it.
It's too late to change room. Now.
Yeah.
Too late
to change now. What, am I going to move stuff around?
Okay.
No, look. What should we call it? What is it? Nick Red said, come on, Christian. We saw that shot of Alexis in the Sounders jersey. I sent every photo I took.
A beautiful smile. No, the other photo you sent was not better. Than the one I picked.
I sent like four or five.
You sent, I believe, two.
No, I sent more than two.
You sent two photos, and one I think you weren't smiling, and one you were. I picked the one that you were.
He's just, you know what you do? You say, hey, retake this. This isn't your best, Alexis.
It was a good photo. You were smiling. You were happy.
Oh, by the way, my barber... is gone missing. He refuses to go to work because they won't turn on the heat. I think they're trying to push them out.
Okay.
So I guess they don't want a couple of Dominican guys.
It's about to get warm.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Don't need heat now.
Now they're just going to not turn on the air conditioning. So he's refusing to go to work. He gave me the phone number of the other guy in there. That guy didn't respond to my text. So I just went to a barbershop that I know in the Lower East Side. A couple famous people have gotten their hair cut there, but I go, it's a Lower East Side.
Who's the famous person that got
a couple famous people. I don't want to say who. People I know. I've gotten in there with some like bigger name people, and they know them there. So I say, this is where I'll go. I happen to be in the neighborhood. We were right there.
Okay.
So I go get my haircut. I say, hey, do you have anyone that could do a favor? They go, of course. We got you, fam. Sat down. Great dude from Brooklyn. We were talking. He was cutting my hair, taking his time. As you could see, he really did the damn thing. And then I go, oh, do I pay at the desk? He goes, yeah, I got you. He's like, yo, I'm going to hook you up, too. I was like, oh, beautiful. He goes, all right, that'll be $75. I go, and then you're going to hook me up. Right? Also, am I paying for everyone's haircut here?
Really? That's how much it cost?
Pre-tip.
Whoa. Went to like a salon. That's not a barbershop, bro.
No, dog. Straight up barbershop. I was like, bruh.
Yo, the wealth.
How much is your rent?
Yo, we need to get a new Patreon level to support Alexis's haircuts.
Actually, I'm going to make one that's $75 a month so I can get my damn haircut. I'll cover the tip.
Okay. Let's talk real quick about a couple MLS matches, and then we'll get into some USMNT stuff.
His granny got shotgunned. You guys are on fire, dude. Let's talk a little quick MLS because we do want to get into men's national team stuff because they got a really big window coming up. Let's talk MLS. Biggest surprise of the weekend for you?
Biggest surprise?
Mm-hmm. That dork.
Two, I would say. One.
What's the biggest one?
Charlotte beating the Revs, especially 3-1. I thought that was
absolutely
pretty wild with the start that they had. And then
why is it so surprising? Because I may have a different answer than you. Is it because Charlotte has looked so ill-equipped to be this good? Or is it because the Revs starting 11 is stacked?
Well,
and they got Bruce Arena.
Well, there is a surprise in that the Revs have had this like weird early slide in the beginning of their season. I think Matt Turner being injured has not really helped. But the loss to RSL, the loss in CCL, all these L's or whatever.
Speaking of L's.
Yeah. And then to lose to Charlotte, three. Did they draw to RSL? They drew to RSL.
Yeah,
they gave up, I think, a two-goal
lead. It's MLS. They tied.
Right. For them to have just three poor results in a row, you would think that they, after the CCL game and being up 3-0 to Pumas and losing in penalties, you would think
the bounce back. You think you'd have a bounce back against Charlotte.
And it's like, we got Charlotte. All right, this will be a little bit more chill.
At the end of the game, we're like, were these Pumas players stressed? Especially to lose after equalizing.
Right.
I mean, so difficult. But, I mean, is Charlotte actually good? It takes a while for an expansion team to kind of get their bearings.
Right.
Are we seeing that, you think?
I think we started the preseason for Charlotte was the manager being like Tamudio, right? So we had that. So I thought it would be a bigger kind of like an FC Cincinnati type season. So,
it's so wrong that everyone immediately knew what meant when you said that.
But even they haven't looked terrible. That's really the main thing I can say, that they haven't been, I think they gave up 3 goals against DC, right? And all the goals that they gave up were like kind of all unfortunate.
They've been sus though. That's the issue.
And that's going to happen with any.
Carlos Hill, you got the MVP.
Yeah.
You got Jozy Altidore. You got, what's my guy's name? With the curly hair. I mean, they're stacked, is what I'm saying, especially offensively.
Right.
And you think they're going to run.
Yeah, yeah. And so for the rest to play that poorly and Charlotte to play that well. And then they have their new designated player, Swiderski.
My homie up top.
Yeah. His first goal was absolutely incredible.
Swarovski Crystal.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves that. So for him to arrive and already make that much of a difference, you already get the sense that Swiderski, right?
By the way, there's a guy in our chat named Jay Forrest. I just want to read some of the chat comments he's made back to back to back. Yes, Charlotte FC has the best coach. One Sudamericano. So he won the La Copa Sudamericana.
Yeah, yeah.
Miguel Angel Ramirez, Charlotte FC, coach of the year. Next comment, we're flukes.
that one game, okay?
All right.
All right. So the fact that Swiderski, it just feels like it's going to be, especially after that game he had, he had two goals. It's going to be one of those get the ball to my man.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Swaggerski now, because this dude went in with a lot of confidence, obviously, in their stadium, which Charlotte didn't have the same amount of numbers that they had in their first game, mm-hmm, against LA. But the energy is there. I mean, I think, people already criticizing Charlotte. There was that clip. Did you see the one with the guy from this was like on Charlotte FC's one of their fan shows. I forgot the name. But there was a guy who called into the show and he was like mega Southern. Did you see this? He was comparing it to like he was like, I haven't seen anything this since the 1998 NASCAR, blah blah. Like he was so excited about
mad Charlotte.
Right. Charlotte. He was like, I tell you, that damn Chicharito, he was incredible. Yeah,
Did he really say that?
I swear, it went viral a little bit.
Is this a character?
No, this is a real guy. I was like, yo, this guy's the best. I think his name is, not Troy or something.
Oh, I did see this. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Please, remind us what the show was, everybody. But this was so funny.
By the way, we have a poll. So the question is CLT good? So, you know, feel free to answer. And PFC Banner said, we took four matches for Miguel Angel Ramirez to find the CLT.
Oh, my God. Define, before the coach said, define good. Oh, this other guy's name is Roscoe. That was the guy's name.
Gotta be Roscoe.
Roscoe. So funny, man.
When you think Roscoe, what's the first thing you think of as a New Yorker?
The chicken and waffles.
No.
What?
That's L.A.
I mean,
when you hear Roscoe, hey, is that Roscoe? Roscoe.
I know. I don't know.
The dog that finds bed bugs. Remember those commercials?
No,
I don't. Yo, is that Roscoe? It was like the worst commercial. They like stop people like UPS trucks.
I've never seen this.
Bro, it's a dog that finds bed bugs.
Was it a New Jersey thing?
No,
maybe?
No. This is as New York as it gets.
Oh, I don't recall.
They've had commercials on TV here in New York for a dog named Roscoe that you could hire to find bed bugs. And that's what it does. And it's like people walking out of like off-track betting and they get them to be like, hey, yo, Roscoe. There's people like, yo, I love Roscoe. Yo, is that Roscoe? It's just like, it's the best.
All right, I got
it. It's like New York Nico if he directed a regional commercial.
I got to look this up. Okay, so look, I think the, Charlotte FC are still like figuring out their culture, their brand, and the fans are adjusting too because a lot of
CLT's just getting warmed up.
Exactly. This is just the beginning.
And look, maybe there comes a time where if you work hard enough, it'll explode. You know?
Okay, you meet a nice dork.
Yeah,
you know, anything can happen.
Get a couple dorks in there.
Okay, so the other result I wanted to...
But I do want to say we have a poll, and it seems like most people don't think that Charlotte FC is actually good. But I do think if we're going to look at it, obviously Swiderski is going to be a big deal for them, right? If he can continue to play this way. Look, once there's enough game tape on the guy, maybe he's not as effective as he was in this match. That said, maybe home is a bit of a fortress for them, right? It seems like an impressive place to play. Right. Even if that top area isn't filled, who cares? It's jam-packed with fans.
They don't even know what, offside is or whatever, but they're like,
who cares? Right? We got Crimson Pizza with a super chat. Don't forget, guys, super chat us. He said, did I pick the worst time to jump into MLS as a San Jose resident / new supporter? The answer is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. I think...
And by the way, I would have said yes if you would have asked that question any of the last 5 to 7 years.
Honestly, we'll spend more time talking about San Jose, but I honestly think it. Belado is just like it's senioritis. He's just like this. I know I'm not gonna be here after this year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show up.
Yeah, let's see what y'all do. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm gonna wheel out the TV. Class is over. Which we'll call it. Obviously, a lot of people want us to talk about Ben Bender, but I do want to finish my train of thought. I think there's a possibility where this. You know, Miguel Angel Ramirez, Mar, if you will, okay. M-A-R, V-A-R's cousin. there's a chance that maybe he is that sort of, he's that little bit extra that this team needs. If he can do this with the squad he's had, where they haven't looked terrible. I think it was Jay Forrest who put, there was the last, what was it, the last match, it was like a deflection and a penalty or something like that. Like, it's one of those things where, like, maybe this coach is good enough where he can sort of adjust the tactics as they go along to take the players he has and put them in the best situation.
Right.
Especially if he was able to do that against Bruce Arena.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you, maybe Jermaine Jones was right. Did you see Jermaine Jones's quote?
Yeah, that's an old quote.
Oh, did really?
Yeah, that's an old quote. He said that was... around the time when we interviewed him, he said that was like 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought that was recent.
Yeah, no, the one
he back.
Yeah, the quote about his quote, Jermaine Jones' quote about Bruce Arena was basically like,
he's the worst coach I've ever had, and he's probably the best coach in America.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that's how we feel. But it seems even more ridiculous because he won a supporter shield. The Reds were unbelievably dominant the year prior.
Until they ran in NYCFC. You feel
right?
Me?
They just missed out moving on. That thanks to Sean Johnson. But the I think Charlotte and their match. There's a certain level of like, even with the Estamos Jodido comment. There's a certain level of transparency and honesty and humility that you're not sort of used to seeing, like, you know, especially from an expansion team to be that honest. I'm like, all right, maybe this dude, he keeps it real. So you can always appreciate that. The other result I wanted to talk about real quick was Atlanta United against Montreal Impact. Montreal Impact up 3-1, pretty much dominating this game. And then Dom Dwyer gets a red card. and a really dumb red card. And we are used to, I mean, this has happened before with him. He's an aggressive striker. When he's up front,
also physical as hell.
Right, he's always trying to put pressure on the defender with the ball, and he I forgot the who was it that had the ball there, who he fouled, but he scraped at the with the high boot stud into like the side of the leg, almost like by the knee,
which is gonna get called every time.
Immediate red card, wildly unnecessary. He's like no chance at winning the ball. And there, you know, this is the thing where, you know, it was kind of wild that Atlanta United signed Dom Dwyer, the pride of Cuckfield, right?
Up the cucks. Come on, you white bellies.
And then he does something like that. And obviously, so he gets red carded immediately. No real argument that can be made. But for Atlanta United to come back and score two goals, it was a great goal from their new player, Thiago Almada.
But that's one of those draws where you're like, oh, this feels like a win.
Right.
You're down a man, and you still come back?
Right.
I love the way Montreal was set up last year. They got some real questions over in Montreal.
It's kind of fascinating because you if you were, you know, on Twitter while watching this game, everybody from Atlanta is just like, what's happened to our team? We're falling apart. Pineda's, no, it's not going to work. And then they tie the game, and I'm like, you know what? I got literally like Felipe Cárdenas literally saying like, what's wrong with this team? And then next week, like, okay, I think
fixed it.
they must have been watching my Twitter account.
I do want to say, and I want to talk about what happened in AO Atlanta, but we did have dumpster fire versus dumpster fire. FC Cincinnati versus Miami.
Yes.
Who is the worst team in the league? And that was decided. And shock. The Nevilles should never be allowed to coach a team ever again.
I feel bad. I would like Miami to do a little bit better.
I just want them to be okay.
Yeah.
And now I want to know, yo, are you okay?
There's no reason why Charlotte FC should be doing better than Inter Miami.
No, like, there's no reason why FC Cincinnati should be doing better.
Two wins in a row, bro. They beat both Florida teams in 2 weeks. And, you know, Brandon Vasquez seems – look, whenever Cincinnati – you know, just does well, you're like, all right, what's this about?
Is this who they are now? Yeah, you have questions.
So, but yeah, a huge result for Cincinnati. And it reminds me of Fabian Herbers.
Right.
And he said, when he said the thing about Gonzalo Higuain, he said that the culture of the team is bad and so much negativity. And he said, I think Inter Miami is going to be one of the teams at the bottom of the table. And Fabian Herbers right? It seems like he was right.
Fabian Herbers was looking in his crystal ball. Also, we want to give a shout out to Chicago Fire and RSL. Both doing incredibly well. Chicago Fire, top of the East, if I'm not mistaken.
Philadelphia Union are the top of the East.
Philadelphia Union, my bad. Mm-hmm. I thought the game that happened this weekend didn't count because they beat my favorite team. I thought that's what happened. But RSL undefeated still.
Right.
Incredible.
Very impressive stuff. The
C-Chat, we talked about it. But what happened with AO Atlanta?
AO Atlanta, I'll pull up the tweet. There was some guy from American...
We have a member!
Hey!
Dan,
thank you so much. The Philadelphia Philly
Let's go.
Logo. Thank you.
Is he just drowning his sorrows in guanos? I don't know what you're talking about, but the answer might be yes.
Higuain, maybe.
That's right. Yeah, probably.
Okay. So,
by the way, you become a member. Don't leave Dan alone in there.
So the AO Atlanta. So let me pull this up very quickly, so I have a little bit of context, and don't misquote anybody. Okay, so there was a guy. I won't say his name because he doesn't need any more attention. He's already getting roasted on Twitter. But this is what he tweeted. He's an American Outlaws chapter member in the chapter in Atlanta. He goes, and Atlanta United supporters group trying to host a watch party for the USMNT when there is a deviated supporters group for U.S. teams seems highly and intentionally disrespectful. So this is referencing...
So saying we already have an AO chapter that hosts watch parties.
Yes.
If the Atlanta United supporters group does this, it will take away from people that could come to our
I guess.
Is this a for-profit watch party?
No, it is not. This is so.
D-Stu, another member, join.
Thank you so much. So the
you get emotes, by the way. You get these. Cool
yeah,
emotes.
You use the emotes if you like. You start using them. So the supporters group that is doing the watch party is Footy Mop. We're friends.
Love Footy Mop.
They've come out to
great kids to
our shows. They've sent us kits. Awesome people. And obviously this tweet permeated throughout all of USMNT.
This was like throwing a Molotov cocktail. Well, I don't want to say that because
people are critical of American Outlaws and maybe some people feel like it's not super inclusive. But then also we also get told
I've heard a lot that they have a very bro-y culture.
Right. Which is it's a big country. A lot of people like soccer. A lot of people may have different perspectives or different views or different attitudes or personalities.
There's a lid for every pot, right? If that's what you're into, go over there.
It's different. Even if you don't like somebody's attitude or perspective, if it slightly differs from yours, I'm not saying like, yeah, if you're like homophobic, right? Well, you know,
if you're a terrible person.
But, I can understand why some people may not feel included. But I also know, we know lots of people that are involved in American Outlaws that are people of color that do everything in their power to try to make it as inclusive as possible, but there's no way it's going to be perfect. So that's always going to be the understanding. But for somebody to highlight a specific supporters group to suggest that this is some sort of imposition or an attack on what American Outlaws is doing is pretty ridiculous. The Footy Mob is not trying to hurt American Outlaws in any way by doing their own watch party. People are going to watch the game however they want to watch the game.
Right.
If this community wants to organize something, fine. Why do they need to push people towards your watch party or supporters group?
Maybe it's just that little bit of Nork in me. You know what I mean? I said Nork, not dork. hey, look at the emotes already popping up.
Love to see it. Nutmeg is in there.
Here's how I respond. Right, tell me that you think my party is deviating and is disrespectful.
Yo, your party is really just disrespecting what I'm trying to do, Alexis.
Yeah, and see what I did there?
Whoa,
you see what I did there?
Okay, interesting. I never thought about it. I've thought about it that way.
And
Dupesburg, thank you for joining YouTube and becoming a member. You really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the love.
Trish Murphy said it's wild to not support more people watching soccer. True. You guys know what country we're in. You know the battle we're up against. Who cares if more people want to do it? But I do think this brings to light, in most countries we've been to, it's club over country. We hear that a lot, right? It seems with AO or traditionally in this country, because MLS struggled so long to find its feet. I'll even give you that out. If you didn't magically want to be a fan of this sort of quirky league, you would say to yourself, this isn't the way the sport's played anywhere else. I'm going to be just a fan of the national team. And for a lot of people, it's country over club.
Sure.
Yeah, and probably. AO has a big faction of people that are like that. I'm not saying it's the most. I'm not saying it's overwhelming. I'm saying there's a lot of people that are like, no. We're fans of the national team, and we're fans of Europe, and we're not in Latin America maybe, but we are not fans of MLS. So when you have an MLS supporters group that is doing their own thing, it's almost a direct, a shot on my battleship or a shot across my bow or bow, whatever you say for the front of the boat.
Throw them bows, okay? In Atlanta, let's go.
But I don't necessarily know that this is a negative. Also, who cares what this guy says? That's my thing.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, of course you think that. You're stupid. You know?
He's getting flamed on Twitter, and deservedly so.
Paolo Nelson, thank you so much.
Look at this. Everybody's becoming a member. We appreciate it. Okay. So you know what? I forgot to introduce
We
this.
Do have to boogie a little early.
Yeah, we have to leave. Well, we'll wrap up with a short, maybe a little preview, some World Cup qualifier stuff. So shouts to everybody who has joined. And obviously, we got a new drop.
Yeah, hit him with it.
Okay, here we go.
It hit him in the penis.
It's right. Now officially a part of the Cooligans lexicon, I guess.
How are we going to use it? We're not sure, but will it be overused? 100%.
Okay, there it is, everybody. Out of context, it might show up when you least expect it. Okay?
Galisi got norked in the dork.
Okay.
He said, before the coach said, bow, bow, bing, bong. It's all the same. That's how I feel.
I just love how this chat gets us.
You're really behind us all the way. What you doing behind us, bro? Shouts, by the way, hit that like button if you haven't done it already. We got a lot of y'all that are liking this.
Okay. Yeah, a bunch of people mentioning PFC Manor says some people leading a support group would rather it be 20 people with them in charge, molding it into their own way of supporting that that they got some supporting that they got from some YouTube compilation of Green Street hooligans.
100%. Some people really want to act like Margaret Thatcher is still prime minister.
Yeah. The point is we all have a common purpose. We're all trying to support the game and grow the game. Anytime you are critical, I think in general, unless it's like, you know, straight up, like fan violence or vitriol negativity, why are you criticizing how people are supporting a damn soccer team?
Yeah.
Like, go move on with your life. This has to be more important things.
Please go. Please get on with it.
Okay.
We do got to go because we have a little bit of a surprise. So if you're a member of Gully Squad, you will know exactly what it is we're talking about.
Okay.
But we do have to run. But we want to talk about the window that's coming up for
right.
The World Cup qualifying. Yo, by the way, Philly's very good. Okay. Jim Curtin jumped in our comments and made fun of us already. Okay, yes, Philly's very good. Congratulations on being top.
No, but look, yes, a great game against NYCFC. We were there.
Yes, yes, we lost. But go ahead, national team.
National team.
We've got like 3 minutes.
Okay, so U.S.
We have a big window. We're playing Mexico. This is probably, and you made this point, might be the most important game against Mexico for the next 6 years because we automatically qualify for the next World Cup.
Right.
All three of us, Canada, Mexico, and U.S.
So Thursday is going to be at the Azteca, Mexico against the U.S. The debate seems to be now how much effort should Greg Berhalter put into this particular match, given the
Matt
importance.
Doyle made a good point because he says it's going to be easier to play the next match, which is against Costa Rica, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
So why start your best players against Mexico?
Panama,
my bad.
Then Costa Rica.
Why start your best players against Mexico when all you really need is a draw here and all you got to do is win the other two? If you get 5 points, or I'm sorry, you need a draw and a win and a draw, basically.
Yeah.
So it's easier to get in the teams not Mexico, so start your B squad against Mexico, which has already beaten Mexico, and then start your A against the slightly weaker team, no disrespect, Panama and Costa Rica.
It wasn't Mexico's A squad either. The Gold Cup.
I know that, Christian.
I think, what I would like is to get a win at the Azteca, I think would do so much for the confidence of the U.S. men's national team players for not just for the following two matches, but even leading into the World Cup. This, I think there's an opportunity here. Yes, could they live with a loss? Probably. A draw would
be ideal.
As long
as they play well. If they play badly, if they get wiped,
yes.
If they get
washed, there's no guarantee. Because that Panama game is going to be no joke. They need to win that game.
That's why I don't think you start your A, because your B squad can handle a bit more physicality.
But we lost to Panama away, and they're in a more dire situation. I think that Panama game is probably going to be the toughest one as far as like aggressiveness and heart that Panama are going to show. I don't think it's going to be a breeze, even though we usually play well at home against Panama. I think the last home game, I think, was like 3-0, if I remember correctly.
It's going to be a tough match. But here's my point. I think, personally, you start your more MLS-based squad against Panama or Costa Rica, because then they're a bit more used to the dark arts. They're a bit more used to the physicality. They are a bit more used to, you know, kind of grinding those games out. You're more A squad, your superstars, if you will, your Europe-based a little bit more sensitive. They don't want to get injured. Mm-hmm. They have a lot more to prove against Mexico than they would against Panama or Costa Rica. Again, I'm just generalizing, but that's what I think. Let us know what you think. Do you think the U.S. Will qualify for the World Cup? This is going to be a big one. Yeah. I think they will.
Graying Sideburn says, can't take any result for granted. Remember Trinidad and Tobago.
That's why if we only get 4 points, we're 98% guaranteed to go through. And because of Trinidad and Tobago, that's not enough.
Look, we can't... We can't spend any time. If it rains, walk through the damn puddles, okay?
Bro,
show.
I'm going to get you them Kanye boots with little studs at the bottom so you can play in them. I don't want to hear nothing about no water.
We can't have any, you know, this can't be a bit of arrogance. No. There can't be any, going in with some expectation.
Like Carl Tripp would fight. And win.
if that's going to motivate them, then do it. Then all right? Bring that guy with them to every game.
And by the way, shouts to the Canadian national team. They're playing incredibly well. Top of the first time they're going to qualify since 1986, seemingly. Please beat Costa Rica.
Have they officially qualified?
Not yet. They have to beat Costa Rica.
I think they need one point.
If they beat Costa Rica, that helps us. So beat Costa Rica.
Okay. We'll see. The huge, huge matches. I mean, I'm hoping that...
What do you think the results are going to be? How many points do we take from this window? Five to qualify. 98% of the way there.
So, my biggest concern overall is...
We're literally running late now.
My biggest concern overall is Weston McKennie being injured. And then also, now we know Brendan Aaronson is also injured.
So injured.
I think it would be a miracle, and I'm not even using that word. I'm not exaggerating. I think it would be a miracle to defeat Mexico, given the players that are unavailable for the U.S. So I think I think 4 points is probably what we'll get. I don't think the U.S. is going to beat Mexico.
We get 6 points. We beat Mexico and La Azteca. We beat Panama. Actually, you know what? We get 7 points. We draw against Costa Rica.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I love this this deep analysis.
Seven points you're
giving us.
And you want to know exactly why? You want to know why? I'll give you.
Thomas just said, walk into CONCACAF with some big dork energy.
Why do you need to be bigger if you're already a Wales? I'll give you the exact same reason. The specific reason why I think we're going to get 7 points. When you look at the squad, when you look at Greg Berhalter's system, when you're playing teams like Mexico, Panama, and Costa Rica, the one thing you have to remember is that we said so, right?
Okay, interesting. Right? Yeah. All right. this is why you tune into this program.
Right? Football Ramble watching this like, oh, so that's how it's done, huh?
Okay. Hire us, Sky Sports. Yeah.
Colombia shit the bed, so U.S. my team going to the World Cup. Let's go. 4 points gets it done. No, 4 points gets us 98% of the way there. And if you've ever been with a significant other, 98% of the way there is not enough. They're going to be talking about you at brunch, my G.
See it through, my boy.
You gotta walk over the line, my guy. All right, we gotta run. We absolutely gotta get out of here.
All right,
we love you guys. Huge surprise! If you are a Gully Squad member, quick go to the app as soon as this is done, and you'll see what we mean. Give us like a few minutes. But yeah, we got a big surprise coming. Okay. And for the rest of you guys, you'll know soon enough.
All right. So,
shouts to every member who joined. Shouts to all the super chatters.
Thank you, man. We appreciate the support. Thank you. Join our Patreon if we have our segment from the Cooligans Classico, the full interview with Pepper Mills, that is available right now on Patreon. So we had Scouse, we had the meal, the porridge type stew meal, yeah. and we got to chat with Pepper, so you can see the whole thing there. So yeah, that's it, everybody. Join our Patreon, hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. We always appreciate everybody in the chat.
Graying Sideburn says, stop dicking around, you two are going to be late. We are already late, so we really got to run.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Join the Patreon if you haven't already. If you are a member of the Patreon, we absolutely love you.
Shout out to the stand. Thank you for...
Oh, by the way, had a meal here the other day. Absolute incredible burger. Great food, by the way. Great food all around.
Amazing.
They got
food
great
here,
steaks.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. The wings are amazing. If you're here for brunch, you got to try the food here at the stand. Check out the food. You can get a table. In the description, there's a link to Open Table if you want to get a reservation here. But you can get dinner and a show at the same place. Look, they got a wood-fired oven, the whole nine.
Amazing, place. Amazing spot. Great comedy, great food.
Great cocktails. Amazing Manhattan.
So come through. All right, everybody. Thank you. Again, check the Patreon. You'll see a nice, fun surprise there in a little bit. And we'll see you real soon. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.